Good morning and welcome. The Wednesday edition of Down to Brass Tacks starts right now, right here on your Voice of Barbados, your 92.9 FM. I'm your host, your moderator, Corey Lane. We go until 2 p.m. this afternoon. We're running from now till 2. Remember, we got the regional roundup just going on to 12 o'clock. At 12 o'clock, we got the news preview. 12:30, the latest, and then we continue with more of your calls. The number to call, 434-1790. That's 434-1790. And the WhatsApp, 266-4862. Now, the last 2 weeks listening, it seemed like there have been a fall off of calls, and I think this is a golden opportunity to a lot of you who stop the moderators in the gas stations and the supermarkets and so on and say his so-called can't get on because they got the radio jam up with the regular callers. This is your time to have your voice heard on anything, community, local, regional, internationally. We want to hear from you. We want to hear the voice and the pulse of the people. That's number one. Number two, I was in contact with the Office of the Deputy Commissioner of Police up to yesterday, and they have reconfirmed their commitment to be here on Sunday. So Sunday, we're speaking to the Royal Barbados Police Force, looking at crime fighting from the police perspective. So I've gathered a number of questions and comments from you 2 Sundays ago, and I hope that we can probably have a little bit more discussion on it today. Another thing happening tomorrow is we continue discussions with the Ministry of Education as we look at revolutionizing the education system towards the benefit of our students, our future of this country. And that is something I believe we can have our national consultations versus this national most popular station and popular program. So feel free to jump in with that. Now, My understanding, I have been briefed this morning, I had a little bacchanal here yesterday. Well, let me get ahead of it. I wasn't fortunate enough to listen in relation to a broadcast we had yesterday, but I've been briefed that, you know, I may have to look out for it. For me, I don't know if to go the Trump way and let me go down to brass tacks with it, or if to go the Biden way and try to cool all temperatures. So it is really to see what is left to be done and how we can attack it. But you know my thing. I like to deal with the issues and solutions and programs and projects that can improve the lives of ordinary Barbadians. I believe that a program such as Down to Brass Tacks is well-placed to do such. And I feel that we miss the mark a lot of the times. We fall terribly short because we get caught up in nitpicking on things that don't necessarily resound to the benefit of the majority, the masses of this country. I believe we could do a lot more with a program as powerful as this. Entertaining, enlightening, engaging, educational, all these things we are. I think we can even go a bit further. So it's not about what I would like to talk about. It is about what you want to talk about this morning. So I go no further. I have no further comments to make. It is 5 minutes after 10 o'clock and we're going to the telephone lines to say good morning and welcome. You're on the air. Thank you for calling. Speak your mind.
Good morning, Mr. Corey.
Hi, good morning.
Today is a most beautiful, sunshiny day. And I was speaking to several neighbors in the last few days. What makes Barbados so special? And everybody said the same thing. People are so kind to one another. I live in a cul-de-sac. Most of us are retired. And we all look out.
Hold a minute, ma'am. Hold a minute, Carla. You have a radio in the background?
Oh.
Just turn it on a bit. Amazing. 2020, we still have to be saying that, you know. I sure we have radio fusion. We used to tell people that too. Turn down the radio.
I beg your pardon, my neighbor. Okay.
Okay, yes.
And it's everybody says it's the same thing. It's to do with the people. As long as we can smile, as long as we can say good morning, Thank you. Have a wonderful day. You don't know what it does to somebody who is shut in, living alone, and is in desperate need for a kind word. And that's what makes Barbados so special to me.
This is a beautiful way to start the program. I always believe we should start at least on a positive note. And I think that that is a positive note to start on. I think Barbadians that live in Barbados, that stay in Barbados and haven't traveled much out of Barbados would take for granted what you're speaking about. Because they would think, well, we just the average. We little unkind at times and we kind at times. But when you travel, you recognize that we are beyond kind when compared to other places. They walk past each other like they don't exist. There's no, hi, how you doing? That kind of thing, recognition in the streets, etc. But what you're talking about is pretty remarkable in comparison to other places, but not necessarily in comparison to locally as we look from one village to the other. There's some other communities that may not be as fortunate as your cul-de-sac, which have a lot of animosity between neighbors. You know, the dog, the water running over, the dog barking at night, the kites, the different things. And people are very unkind and inconsiderate to each other. But it is good to hear your reflection on it as you come to this forum this morning to remind us that we are some of the kindest persons to each other. And you are the ray of sunshine as we start this program this morning.
Well, all I can say is we have the monkeys, we have the dogs, we have the cats, but we know that they're just God's creatures. So we just put up with it. If somebody's cat comes and annoys you or dog, we just say, oh, it's a dog. What can I do? I'm not going to make a noise about it. Because that's what they do. They roam about. I mean, the monkeys are always galloping on our roofs. There's nothing for them to eat. But that's what they're looking for. They're looking for food, and they're just searching everywhere. And we just laugh because we watch them, and we stand a good distance, but we watch them galloping about and everything. It's entertainment, if you understand.
Yes, perspective is how you look at things sometimes that will dictate whether you are happy and comfortable in life or if you're miserable. My first WhatsApp for the morning says, good morning, tell me where she living. I need to move there.
Well, please do, because I could tell you this neighborhood is full of very, very, very friendly people. Very.
You care to tell us the name of the neighborhood?
Sure, it's Amity Lodge.
Amity Lodge.
That's why it's called Amity. The name is what the people are. And I've lived here since 1980, and I can say that honestly and truthfully. When I worked, well, you didn't get a chance to really know your neighbors, but now I'm retired. I walk sometimes in the morning, sometimes morning and evening, and I meet people and speak to them, and they speak to me. And that's how we live. I don't have, I'm not a Barbadian. And if I was to be all stuck up and stupid, I would be stuck up and stupid all by myself. And that's what life is all about. Reach out with one hand, and another person reaches out with two hands to you.
Well, ma'am, I could thank you because I believe the land value in Amity Lodge just went up a little higher as people looking for homes can now aspire to live at Amity Lodge where there's amity and there's peace and love
really
among neighbors.
I'm not exaggerating. It really is a lovely, lovely place to live. It's a lovely, lovely, and people love their gardens. I mean, you know, if you see the flowers all around, all of us have gardens, and it's beautiful. Thank you. Have a blessed day.
Thank you for this starting us off this way. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you as well. Thank you. This one says, I got a trap that I use, and a neighbor vets about that. Not even Panhilan, he vets are using the trap. So as I said, there are other communities out there that are not as it is in Amity Lodge. This next one, quickly, we go back to the telephone lines. Corey, can you tell the public in this COVID environment where they are having financial challenges to be respectful and keep in contact with the people that they owe, whether it is a business or a friend they owe, and say to them what is going on, and they should make an attempt to make small repayments when they can. Stop ducking their creditors. It is very disrespectful. I tempted to call two people and put the at sign at them, right? But I can do that to them right here. Good morning and welcome down to Brass Stats. You're on the air.
Yeah, morning.
Hey, morning.
Yeah, are you on the air?
Yes, please, live and direct.
All right.
No
reaction. Listen, I got a concern here, though. Mm-hmm. Why when they fix the road, why the utility companies do not come and put the manholes back up to the level of the road? You fix three-side road, you still got potholes because the manholes below the level of the road surface.
Why they don't? I would need an engineer to tell me that. I know a lot of people complain about it. Mash up your tires, mash up your shocks.
Yeah, but I mean, three-side road is bad. Gamma Hill is bad. Mm-hmm. We need Saunders Road fixed too. We need Bear Street, Lord.
No, since the rainfall, sir, I could tell you. I see in these pot wells in the road, right? All of a sudden.
Pot
wells, man. There's pot wells. Them in the holes, them is wells. When you go in them, sometimes you'll be looking in your rear view mirror to see if you left PCD carrier behind you. That's what's actually happening.
You know the government owe me everything for two pot holes.
How long? Because people argue that it takes forever.
2018,
2 years?
In St. Lucia, one in Long Gap, and I have to know the NPM yet. But I would like the utility companies to come and put the manholes back to the level of the road as soon as the road is fixed.
Again, one of the powerful things about this forum is education. And for me, right. I would like to ask an engineer or utility company, somebody that knows, that in the know, to message me or to call, to identify yourself to my producer, John the Lion Stout. And come on the air and not only educate this caller and this moderator, but the thousands of people listening. Because I heard that discussion, I think, really up to this week or last week about putting the manholes at the level of the road. Because it is like having an upside down pothole when you have these manholes elevated sometimes up to 4 inches above the road, you know.
Below the road.
Or below, same thing. So
have a nice day, Corey.
You too, man. Thanks for calling. Good morning, Corey. I have never heard such a wonderful opening to Brass Stats. Let's use that as an example. Well, we know it. More Lily may not continue, but let me enjoy it while it lasts. Brass Stats, good morning. You're on the air. Brass Stats, good morning. You're live on the air. Call, are you there? Okay, let's try that again. Let me read this message here. Good morning from Toronto. So happy you tuned in early. Lovely way to open the show. I have to say, we have to retain ourselves when we come down to say hello and good morning. We love it. In Toronto, we get so busy. No one says good morning. It is nice to hear this lady. 14 minutes after 10. Good morning and welcome. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Hey, morning. Welcome.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. All right. I just wanted to call to tell that gentleman that says that he has two pending settlements with the government. I had a previous experience, and it would tell anyone, you need to keep your documents, and they will get to you. They got to me between 7 and 10 years. So I know they will get to you, but you just need to keep your documents. But sometimes
you got your payment in 7 to 10 years, you say?
After about 7 years, I was able to get my payment.
Amazing! That is too long. Yes.
Well, that's one of the things, you know, when they called, because they didn't have the order for the replacement tires, but they did give it to me after I was able to find my document.
Actually, let's back it up, because I know a couple of people, including myself, that thinking about doing some claiming. I took the pictures and so on, but I heard that you actually have to wait for forever and 2 days. So I think that discourages a lot of people from actually going through this process. So because we have time, the board is low, I want you to walk us through the procedure of what you have to do and what happens. And how it actually happens. Do they give you the actual tires? Do they order the tires until you come and collect them? How it actually works from the handing in the document to when you are satisfied. Just take us through that.
Just in the pine, just where the below the lights, where there's a bus shed in the Pine Road. The road was being repaired, but I bought the tires, and before I could get a chance to wash them, I had a burst tire. So I send in my claim. They went to look at it.
When you say you send in the claim, what does the claim look like? Do you go in and fill out a form? Do you take pictures and send in? What is a claim? Yeah. How do you submit a claim?
Well, they came. They came on the site with me. They came on the site and they saw that the road was damaged and actually verified that, yes, the road wasn't repaired properly. And they're off to pay for the tires. They asked me to bring the information where I bought the tires from. I did submit the information. They had it. And as I said, it took a little while. After, as I said, 6 going into 7 years, I got correspondence from them saying to me that they would like to get the information for the replacement tires, which, and I did give them the information, but somewhere along the line, it got lost in track. So I was able then to find my information, give it back to them, and then after that, in a little while after, I got a check for the replacement tires.
All right, sir.
Yeah.
So that's why
I'm asking people that if they have a claim with the government, just to keep the paperwork that in case they call on you and ask you for it, you will have it so that you mm-hmm. can give it back to them.
We can take a break now, but do you think that the average Barbadian is prepared to wait 7 years for replacement of tire, or they just throw the hand in the air and say, man, let them go along with that?
Well, actually...
Because you sound like a very patient person.
I forgot about it, but when they called me
correct.
And asked me about the replacement, then I had to go digging. And then I found it. I found the replacement.
Lucky for you, because a lot of people would have done about 10 spring cleanings already, and anything would be out through the door.
Right, that's why I'm asking.
So telling them to go keep the thing. Right, keep them.
Please, to keep the information. And one thing I'll say to Mr. Johnson, I really would like to see Mr. Johnson. I hear him on the phone all the time. I definitely would like to see him. He's a gentleman. A really
when COVID finish again, advocate a station go back. You know, we used to do VOB out in the country. So definitely. We can do that again. And when we do that, just come out and introduce yourself.
Yeah.
And none of us bite. We don't bite. You know, we bite not bite. Thank you very much. Okay, thank you. The Wednesday edition of Dr. Brass Talks continues. All right, we had a slow start, but we're cranking now. The messages flowing in and the board is full. Just before we go to the next call, I remember today's ballot battle. 6 facing the polls today in St. George North. Who want to get in the last minute canvassing? Step right up. Are you only kidding? No one called out here. So we got David Waldron from the PDP. We got Granville Phillips the second, Solutions Barbados, Floyd Reefer from the DLP, Tony Moore from the BLP, Ambrose Grosner from the UPP, and Alex Mitchell from the Bajan Free Party. They head to the polls. Who will be the winner? I want to run through this paper. There's some things I saw interesting here, just want to put, and then it coming back to you callers. Lawlessness, principals, not violence near schools. So the principals of secondary schools are condemning lawless people who have no regard for how their actions affect schools. The Barbados Association of Principals and Public Secondary Schools said it had an issue with violence occurring near schools. It cannot be a good thing for any students to hear gunshots while they are involved in learning. There was a time when Bajans accepted that churches and schools were safe zones, safe areas, and you weren't going to do anything to endanger children. But that time seems to be long gone. What is your thought on that? Some garbage piling up in Oystens, garbage piling up in Miami Beach. You know, so these are things that I think we need to look and consider and act upon. And then this whole issue with these elderly people in these dilapidated conditions. Now, I don't want to say too much on this, but I think it's time that we put this in our rearview mirror by having a national program on housing, specifically these types of housing that are not even fit for the rodents that usually infest them. Enough said on that, and back to the lines. Good morning and welcome.
Hello, hi, good morning, Corey.
Hi, morning, welcome. Thank you for calling.
You surprised?
You
surprised?
No. Should I be?
You exercise your franchise before you come to work this morning.
What's that?
You going to vote.
Man, you think this is Philadelphia, I tell you where he's going to vote in the wrong place? Like, what he vote where he register? I send him a mail in ballot. That's what I do.
I thought I would have catch you. But obviously, you're smarter than me.
Tell me, man. Tell me.
Yeah, we're going on, man.
I just see you keeping it together.
I looking at this thing, and I raised it some time ago, but it really didn't get no traction. Mm-hmm. But I hope that you will give it a little more. But mm-hmm. this mm-hmm. whole thing about petrols at the gas stations. Mm-hmm. You ever travel extensively?
I do.
Good. Why is only in Barbados? Because I travel the Caribbean, travel metropolitan, you know, and I would have seen at the petrol stations, right, that there are three different types of fuel you could use in your vehicle. Mm-hmm. Why in Barbados there's only one?
I think it's got to do with the docile nature. We the people say we like it so, right? But it's like we feel like we ain't got no choice. We don't have a voice and we don't have a choice. So we just tech it. In Barbados, right, the best thing to be is a businessman and a politician. Because with the type of people we have, right, you get to go. Because unlike people like you, Wesley, you know the majority of people is doing. You would know this because people can call you and say, Wesley, I want you to raise this for me. I can't call them. I recognize my voice. But they ain't going to recognize yours. But you don't care. The majority of people care. So because we got this kind of docile, frightened for we shadow type spirit in we, right? Uh-huh. The businessmen, man, and the politicians, they do the dog, the puppy, the cat, and the rat. That's the short answer to it.
No, Corey. A few years ago, we went all unleaded. And I'm specifically talking about the petrol, the gasoline, right? However, it's not the same thing for the oils, for the motor oils, but you could go and get any brand, any grade of motor oil you choose to pay for, okay? So that's not important, all right? Mm-hmm. When I say that's not important, they did not take a look at that. But the gas that hit one time, bam, mm-hmm. fully unleaded. Let me tell you something. Corey, I happen to know the car that you drive, and I happen to know the car that you drive is a little over 5 years, right?
Mm-hmm. Not little.
I am saying.
Double 5 years.
Oh, good. I know the. I don't want to tell that the Mercedes-Benz won't change in, but.
You bitch.
I don't want to tell the age up, but.
You're right here.
Anyhow, look. When a car passed 7 years, right? Putting unleaded fuel in it, unleaded gas in it, right? Is like giving a donkey gravina. You're only wasting it. I am serious. For new care, fine. Mm-hmm. Right? All the functions working, fine. Everything is good. But as soon as the car begins to wear and tear, mm-hmm. especially the engine components, mm-hmm. I am saying that you're wasting the unleaded fuel on that.
It isn't conspiracy, but it is kind of like the way that the persons in the know will want it to be. So you are familiar with cars, you know that. Do the mm-hmm. the average car owner know that? No. Will they take time out to learn about that? No.
But this is the point they want to make, right? Mm-hmm. And you was saying, or you was observing, man, my car drinking a lot of gas.
Yep.
My car drinking a lot of gas. Don't mind how much CCs you care, mm-hmm. thing, mm-hmm. right? My car drinking a lot of gas. And it ought not to be that way because mm-hmm. the truth is, you put in new car gas in your car.
Correct. Right. But we're not business-minded people, no. A business-minded person would consider saying like that. Remember, we have mm-hmm. a philosophy where you can't eat the money. What are you going to do about it? That's if you remember, and you should remember this, a few years ago, engineers came down here, and it was looking at the quality of fuel that we actually have. Mm-hmm. And I remember one of them from, I think it was from England, they were saying that the type of fuel that we put in our vehicles is not even good enough grade for them to wash them engine parts where they came from.
That was years ago.
I remember Saroy, no less a person than Saroy were involved. And I was involved, and I thought that we would have seen action coming out of that.
But Corey, it gone from one extreme to the next. Mm-hmm. I want to say, and I would compliment the government on this, the fuels that we get in today, right? The petrols mm-hmm. that we get in today, right? At top class, mm-hmm. we get in clean, good diesel, right? But you know the bakeries will cry out. The bakeries will cry out at that. The boat owners will cry out at that. Because the truth is, right, bakeries, places like bakeries, right, that that depend on diesel. They don't want high-quality diesel to run their thing. They want, I wouldn't say the lowest standard diesel, but they want a sort of middle-ground diesel.
But that come back to your point where you travel and you see the different grades, and you could use the grade depending on what you need.
Exactly. A boat that doing fishing, they want a middle-grade diesel.
Something that I learned recently, Wesley, is that there's some people that mix.
No.
I'm rolling with you. I'm giving it the umph that I need. I recognize that with the diesel, people are actually mixing the kerosene oil with them. So just to tag on to your point. Correct.
To get the stretch.
And then you don't have to have the high quality that you're talking about. So that may be a way.
But now you got to go and mix either transmission fuel or kerosene oil with the diesel to get run a little longer. I am saying to you, you should have an option. Mm-hmm. I am saying when I pull up by a pump, I should be able to go to the unleaded. I think if I got a fairly new machine, I should go I should be able to go to super, or I should be able to go to premium, which is the low grade.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You understand?
No,
for the aged car or aged vehicle that I'm driving. But today, I want to reiterate. Fuels you're getting today now to put in your vehicles are top class. It's the top of the top.
Even know it changed or improved.
No, it's top. So you'll find a man now with a diesel double cabin, or what you call a Jeep or pickup. Mm-hmm. Man, my vehicle using a lot of diesel. No, it's in that. Is that your vehicle old, right? And you need to change the petrol that you're putting in it. All right?
Okay, fair enough.
So you need a little... you need a petrol now with a little more body. You and the same thing go for the old car that I drive in and the medium range age car that you drive in. The same thing go for that. We could either go to premium or super.
The other thing I want to add on again.
But you want to stick it with one, and that's concern me, and it could be a concern to you and every single other vehicle owner.
Hopefully raising it here now, vehicle owners could actually become concerned about it and can actually move the needle, pun intended, to these car companies listening. You know, the Sols, the SOs, the Rubis. Is this a possibility? And if not, why not?
I want to reiterate, I am not an expert on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I'm not an engineer.
Mm-hmm.
But I talk to people that end the know.
Right, and you're a car owner, you're an expert in your car.
What I have to be guided by is my own knowledge and experience. Okay. When we had the red gas, leaded gas, your car used to pass the gas station 10 times today. Your car is telling you,
Don't pass there.
I bet you don't get to the next one. That was just, anyway, of course.
Man, thank you. I want to raise one thing on that again. And the other thing is one of the things I recognize when I travel, people put in gas, diesel, whatever. They put in fuel based on amount of fuel where we put in based on amount of money. So man would say, give me 5 gallons, right? And you say, well, look, this 5 gallons costs X amount. You actually get to see the rates and in prices when they do. You feel it more. Because I buy 5 gallons last month for X amount. How come 5 gallons cost this amount? Whereas we put in by amount. So you will say, give me $50. And then subjectively, you will say, this ain't feel like it lasts as long. This ain't feel, you ain't using the kilometer meter on the car. So when you put in by amount of fuel, you can have an objective look. This cost X amount. When you put in by a dollar amount, you then have a subjective look. This feel like it lasts shorter. So I just want to fly that. Let's take another call. Good morning and welcome. Brass Stacks, you on the air.